praise the Lord, that was awesome. That was awesome. I just thought that was the right thing to do. I seen them over there earlier, and I'm glad they sang now instead of before you, Brother Devin. Amen. It's like David coming before Saul, you know, when Saul had that bad spirit. I don't have that bad spirit, I hope, but I have that nervous spirit and all. So that helped my nerves, praise the Lord. And we'll be in the book of Hebrews 13. And as you turn there, I'd like to thank God most of all and the pastor that he would trust me and ask me to speak before you. And I want to thank you as a church for being my brothers and sisters in Christ and for being my friends and for what y'all have done for me and my family since we've been coming here. And I just thank God for BJ and all God's done, you know. And it's a great work. And we happen to be right in the center of it. And God uses us and all to do his great will. And it's no life like it, you know. It's a good life here at Fellowship Baptist. And that's why we need to even pray more. If somebody would like to crush all of this and take it all down. But if we'll be strong in the Lord and we'll use this preaching, not that I'm preaching, but all the preaching, it'll help build us and make us what we're supposed to be. And God said he'll build his church. So I thank God for the privilege, though. Y'all pray for me. I'm nervous. I'm going to read verse 17 chapter 13. I'm going to read five verses. It says, obey them that had the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for it is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. I beseech you by the rather to do this, that you may restore to you the sooner. Now the God of peace that brought again the dead from the Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous. But the writer here, if you was to read the whole chapter, he's speaking to the church and all. He's giving instructions, and I just want to hone in on a few. When Pastor asked me to give you a sermon, a message, and all, before I got back to my seat, God laid that verse on my heart, 17, obey them that have the rule over you. So I'm just going to bring you a couple points of what God laid on my heart and help me, that I might give it to you and all. And first, of all, I'd like to call this God's authority. The message, the name for this would be God's authority. And what I give you, it's authority of God. It's the word of God. First of all, I seen that first line, obey them that have the rule over you. If you was to look in verse 7, it says, remember them which have the rule over you. And then in verse 17, it says, obey. God wants us to remember, and not only remember, but to obey them that have the rule over you. And in that line, that's when I got my heart right with Christ. I see that word salvation in that first line, Pete. Obey them that have the rule over you. Hey, the whole word of God we have here, this is a whole 66 books, and it all is centered, you might say, on that first line, if you was to look at salvation and how did we get saved Hey, we had to become under and obey the rule of God . And when they asked Jesus, the non-believers, like we all were at one time, they asked him, what was the greatest commandment? In Matthew 22:37, and Jesus said, to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. This is the first and great commandment. Before every one of us ever got saved, we had to be willing to give our heart to the Lord. And that's what the Lord wanted. He wanted our heart. And we had to be willing, though it was a willful giving. We had to, our soul, we had to be willing. Hey, we have a will. just like God has a will. And we had to be willing to drop our will and to put our will to side and to serve this flesh and this life and all in this world and to live for Christ. And that's what God, hey, when he drew us, that's what he was looking for. He was looking to your heart. He wanted to save you from this world. And he wanted to save you from your own self, from your sins and all unrighteousness and all. And I see that word salvation and all. So when we see that, hey, it first starts with salvation. When we get saved, the day we got saved, and I hope and I pray that each and every soul in this room has a date, a time. You don't have to remember it. You don't have to know it. But you do have to know, hey, that you received God's word, that you received the Spirit of God in your heart. You have to know, hey, you was made a new creature in Christ. Hey, this is a happening. This is a making of God. Hey, you'll not get to heaven any other way. And except you do the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. And it says to obey the simple Webster's 1826 dictionary, obey, to comply with commands and all. God said, except a man repent, they shall likewise perish. And repent is simply turning to God and all, hey, with action and all. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is new creature. I remember the day I repented. I turned. Hey, I turned from the way I was living, and I turned to God while he was drawing me, while he was calling me. I remember that day of salvation. Do you have that testimony? Do you know the day you got saved, you received the Spirit? Jesus said, at that day, he didn't say days. And all he said, at that day you shall know that I am in the Father, ye in me, and I in you. How do we know we're saved? Hey, by the authority of God, he said he gives us his Spirit. God gives us his Spirit. He says when our heart is honest and good, that's that repentant heart, an honest and a good heart. Jesus said in Luke 9, he said that with an honest and a good heart, having heard the word, keep it, bringing forth fruit with patience and all. Hey, have you had an honest and a good heart with God? That's what it takes. It takes 100% of your heart, not 99%. And all, I've been on that road before. And all, it takes 100% of your heart to be saved. Hey, salvation, it costs heaven a lot. And all, and God says it's requirements for us to have salvation. It says we must be drawn of God, Holy Spirit conviction. And God's word says the grace of God, hey, God has brought the grace of God to every man and all in Titus. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this world. That's what salvation to do. It'll turn an unrighteous man to a righteous man. And he'll turn you from your ways into God's ways. And that's what I see. First of all, hey, when I see that, obey them that have the rule over you. God Almighty is our ruler. And it says in Deuteronomy 32:4, he is just. He is the rock. His work is perfect. All his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Until we trust him, until we receive his salvation, hey, and be justified just as we had never lived in sin. And, hey, we're on the wrong road. It says in John, 1 John 5:7, there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And that's God. That's the God we're to love, and that's a God we're to call upon, hey, for salvation. That's a God we're to trust as our Savior. And then I'll get on, and I remember January 9, 1991, when I trusted God as my Savior. And then to him have I given the rule over me, and to you, I hope, and all. And so then we go on down, and I'm going to read about this second point of sanctification. And before I read it, I'll tell you that sanctification is just being made holy. God's purpose in life is for everyone to be saved. There was enough blood shed on Calvary that every soul, billions of people, could be saved. And it tells us that God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. See, repentance is what it takes to be saved. If you can go out and do the same things you did before you got saved, after you got saved, and it doesn't bother you. You can, but it will bother you. God will convict you of that if you've been saved. If it doesn't bother you, something's wrong, hey, with your profession. It's nothing wrong with God's word. Hey, we have to be saved. We have to know, hey, we've been saved by the grace of God. And then after that, God wants to sanctify us. And oh, in John 17:7, Jesus prayed for us. He said, sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is true. Everything I give you is by the word of God. I'll either get saved or I'll rebel against the word of God. I'll say he will not rule in my life. I'll live the way I want to live, or I'll be willing to live for God and give my heart to God and live the way God says I'm ought to live. And and sanctification is God taking this word of God after salvation and sanctifying me and making me what I ought to be, making me holy. And hey, why? That the world might see God in me. And hey, you might be the only God that this world ever sees. And I'm not calling you a God. I'm talking about faith combined hearing and hearing by the word of God. When the world sees you, what do they see? They can they say, hey, now that's a Christian? I don't believe in that. But if there is such a thing as people living as Christ, I believe he's a Christian. Does that what God, does this world see in us? Do they see God in us? And that's why this word sanctification, hey, God showed that to me. It says in verse 21, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. And to do his will. See, God's will, not willing that we should perish, but that we should be saved. And now, hey, and don't think the devil don't have his will. It tells us in Timothy, it says, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, and patience, instruction, and giving instructions unto those who oppose themselves, if God give them the repentance of the knowledge of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snares of the devil, who are taken captive there by him at his will. So we got God has a will for us to be saved, and then we have the devil has a will for people not to be saved and all. And he says, once you heard the word of God, it's up to you to recover yourselves out of the snares of the devil. God did his job. We've done our job when we give them the word, faith come by hearing. And now, hey, they have to do what God has told them to do. They have to not be a rebel no more. They have to follow God's word. And God says right here, hey, sanctification is very important. He said, now the God, he said, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you. Now that's God. He's working in you. Working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And have you ever been, you know, when Jesus said, I will send you another comforter to the apostles. I will send you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him because he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Hey, that's what we have. We have God in us. And now God wants to take his word. He wants to take this word of God. He wants to take that word you give us today, the word that we hear each and every week on a regular basis, and he wants to sanctify us. He wants us to make us holy. So when we go out of this building, that we can lead other people to the Lord, that we can tell other people what God's done for us. And it'll not be unless we obey this scripture, obey them that have the rule over you. And God's authority. God has put men in over me. And I'm thankful for it. And because I need it, Miss Jenny. And he's given me a pastor. He's given me 3 assistant pastors. And he's also a Sunday school teacher. And I've got to submit myself to them just like I do to God. Why? Because we come together as one. We're the church. And God builds. It says in Ephesians, it says, and being built upon the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being chief cornerstone, whom all the building fitly framed together, grow into a holy temple in the Lord, to you whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. You hear that? Through the Spirit. And I think it is in 1 Corinthians. Again, I keep locking up and I apologize. 6:19. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not yourselves, for you've been bought with the price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit. And glorify God. Sanctification, being holy. You know that price that verse is talking about? That's Jesus. He was made to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So this is a commandment, hey, that we can't set it aside. Hey, we got to be sanctified, and we had to do it through God's word, and we had to do it through authority he has put above us. And this is just the verse, you know, that God laid on my heart, authority. And a preacher stands up here all the time, and he gives us, hey, the Gospels. He gives us the learnings. He gives us the Ten Commandments. He gives us revelations. And I've never, never heard so many verses, but by one pastor, Sammy Allen, Pastor Sammy Allen. Have you ever heard so many verses come out of a man standing up here without looking at a page? I'm serious. I'm not preaching this that the pastor pat me on the back. I'm telling you, y'all, we shouldn't take for granted. And I'm not saying we do, but we shouldn't take for granted what God has given us and all. This man can stand up here. He's got the Bible all in him. Praise God for our pastor. I love my pastor. And this Bible says I'm to submit myself unto my pastor and all. And that's the only way I'm going to be holy. If I'm a rebel, the Spirit of God is going to be grieved and all. And God is not going to bless me and sanctify me if I'm against the pastor. And I have to be for my pastor. I didn't say you can't disagree with the pastor. And so far I haven't. And I mean it in my heart. God knows I haven't. And if I would, I wouldn't come tell you. And as much as I've learned here in the past, I wouldn't tell my wife and all. But why? Because I use this word of God. It says right here that we're to study, to be quiet and do our own business, to work with our own hands as we have commanded you. That's God's authority. That's what I try to do. And that's what I do. There's not one person in this room that I've said anything negative about in the last 4 years. You say, even negative? No. And if I did, it would say it to Sherry, and you can answer. Neither my pastors, my assistant pastors, nobody. Because I've learned, hey, I'm not going to give the devil something to fight me over. So I've learned to be sanctified. I learned to apply this word to my heart. And hey, I ain't saying I'm up there. I got a long ways to go. But that's why I memorize the Bible. I try to memorize it. That's why I go over it all the time. Hey, Joshua, hey, he was a great warrior. God chose him to finish the work of God because he was a great warrior. That's what we have to be. And God told him the same thing he tells us, only be strong and very courageous that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou may prosper whithersoever thou goest. We want to be a prosperous church. And our pastors are watching over our souls. I remember the service, Brother David preaching on John and the beloved John and how he was moving us, hey, to get into deeper water. I don't know about you, but the deeper the water, the scarier I get. But he's speaking spiritually, move out, hey, by faith and all. It says by faith, Abraham being warned of, by faith, Abraham being called of God, move with fear. No, that was Noah. But anyway, by faith, Abraham being called, it says he went out into a country which he should after, therefore, receive for inheritance, knowing not whether he went. By faith, he sojourned to the land of the promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Why? For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And that city, hey, and he found that city by faith. And it inspired me, hey, do I want to stay where I'm at? Do I want to go, hey, to the jail service one time a month and hand out some tracts and all? Or do I want to get in deeper water? Do I want to get in deeper with the Lord? I remember BJ bringing up that service about Moses and all with a stick, what he did with a stick, with a rod and all. I remember that. It helps me. I go over that. Hey, that stick, hey, God used that rod to separate the Red Sea, not the Black Sea, Brother Greg, the Red Sea. And he delivered his people, hey, the Israelites, through that water. And the same thing he kept back from his people is what he used to destroy his enemies. No different with Moses or Noah when he built that ark. And all it says in the New Testament that they were saved by the water. What saved them was the ark of God. And by the water. And the water is what destroyed everyone else. And all. Why? How do we know that? Why does God give us that? And all that we'd be sanctified too. And that we would be more holy. That we would do what God would say and all. And Brandon about going up that mountain. I remember the Abraham going up that mountain and Brandon preaching to us how God took Abraham up there. Abraham thought, hey, that was a long journey. He's going to go up there and he's going to sacrifice his son. And when he got up there, God showed him it was a test for Abraham. He didn't want his son. Hey, he just wanted his heart. And he got a willing heart that day. God showed Abraham that Abraham was willing to do what God wanted him to do. And that's what we ought to be. But we have to do it, hey, with the love of God. We have to do it, hey, and obey those in authority. God has put authority over us and all. And he will give us the grace we need and all to do his great will and all. Hey, it's a good will. It's nothing like it and all. I tell people this oftentimes and all, but it's no high like the Most High. And all, I can't get too much preaching. I can't get too much praying. I can't get too much teaching, reading the Bible, fellowship. I can't get enough. And but these verses are letting us know, hey, we can do it with Christ's help. We can do it with God's help. And all. And all. And he says, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. So that's my message and all. Hey, first of all, we need salvation. We got to have salvation. And I hope everybody's saved. And if you're not, God will tell you and all. And then we need sanctification. We need to obey those in authority. We need to obey, hey, people like Brother Stanley or deacons. When they come up and give us good advice, we need to listen to them. We need to weigh it out. We need to pray about it. Hey, we got to do this same way. And I'm not saying it's not being right. I'm just trying to remind you and all. Hey, what God laid on my heart. Lord, we thank you for all you do. God, I thank you for your word. God, I thank you for our pastors, Lord. I thank you for this church, the deacons. Lord, I just thank you for everything you put over me, Lord, for these people, Lord. They're watching for our souls, Lord. Hey, the most important thing I have is a soul you have given me, Lord. And God, I just pray for the people you have put in my life to help me, Lord, to keep me straight, Lord, through the word of God, and to preach to me, Lord, and to step on my toes, Lord, and to make me, Lord, what I ought to be. So help me not to take it lightly, Lord. Help me, Lord, God, to be that stone, Lord, in the church built upon. Help me, Lord, to do my part, Lord, and to live for you, Lord, and bring a good testimony into this church, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for all you do, God. Bless us tonight, Lord. Take us home safely. And God, bring us back Sunday morning, and we just thank you, Lord, for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.